The next patient is Leon Kathan. The last name is K-A-T-H-A-N. The first name is L-E-O-N. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that has a history of arterial hypertension that after the administration of spironolactona, 50 milligrams on the blood pressure got under control, period. The serum cortisol levels and the aldosterone renin ratio are within normal range. That doesn't show evidence of activity or concern. The patient has a CT scan of the abdomen that fails to show the presence of adenoma. Period. There is no evidence of any calcification or obstruction, period. We did a post-void ultrasound of the urinary bladder, that was normal. There was just retention of 25 cc's of urine. Period, the patient changed her life. His lifestyle. He has lost 15 pounds of body weight. His blood pressure is under better control, and he's feeling stronger. Number two, the patient has a kidney function that has remained stable. His kidney function with the serum creatinine of 1.9 with a BUN of 32 and an estimated GFR is 31. Number four, the patient is with elevated BMI. The current BMI has decreased to 38.6, and he's going to continue with the changes in the lifestyle. Following number, BPH. Without major symptoms. We are going to continue the follow-up in this case because of the presence of drastic changes in the blood pressure and the body weight, and we want the patient to continue changing the lifestyle that is in his best interest, period. The patient has tremors that are non-intentional tremors that sometimes make life difficult for him. He wants to be evaluated. We are going to refer the case with the neurologist. Paragraph, we spent 7 minutes on interpreting the imaging under the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes. The patient is supposed to come back in 3 months.